Hey folks, Dan Frio here with your real estate update for January 10th, 2023. So we're going to talk about today is inflation, okay? Where are the inflation numbers going? Because that is the conduit right now, the whole economy. If you're investing in stocks, the stock market's waiting for inflation data. If you're looking for interest rates, the interest rate market is looking for inflation data. If you're looking at housing, housing is looking at the inflation data. If you don't believe me, let's just go over to CNBC real quick. And what are traders doing right now? Stock futures are little change on Wednesday because we are awaiting the inflation data. So without further ado, let's get over to it. So what we can do on a daily basis is we go over the top six programs people use when they're buying their first house. Here's where those rates are. Now, these are not my rates. These are not any individual bank's rates. What this is Mortgage News Daily does a fantastic job at this. They survey lenders all over the country and ask them these five questions. If you had a borrower looking to buy their first house, it was going to be their primary home, and it's a single family home. That's probably you out there. But they have a 740 credit score and they're putting down 20%. That's probably not you. And if that's not you, well, if that's you, that's probably where your rate's going to be. If that's not you, I'm going to give you my information at the end of this video so you can reach out to me and we can analyze, you know, what rate we can get you with up to over 50 different lenders right now in the entire country. So I'll fill you in a little bit more at the end of this video on what I do and how I do things. So these are where rates are right now. You can see that they had a little bit of an uptick yesterday, but nothing major. But let's get over to what we're looking at in the economy and in the markets right now. You can see right through here, traders are waiting the inflation data. So let's get over to the economic calendar to see when that inflation data is coming in. Well, the only thing we have coming in on Wednesday, which is today, is the oil inventories. I watched that, but you're probably not concerned with that, nor is most of the markets concerned with that. Why I watch it is because the more and more inventory of oil we get, the lower the prices. And because, unfortunately, oil is the lifeblood of our economy, if oil prices go down, that makes fuel prices go down, basically makes everything cheaper for us, okay? But the next data we have coming out is on Thursday and Friday. This is in the wheelhouse of the Federal Reserve, okay? Why? Well, it has consumer inflation and producer inflation. Okay, let me explain this to you. The CPI and the PPI, those are the numbers coming out this week. Think of CPI, the C in the front of that is consumer. Okay, that's the inflation, how much we pay for things, how much costs have gone up for me and you. The producer side of the equation is how much prices have gone up at the producer level. And the thought process is if prices go up on the producer side, they're going to push those price increases over to us because they don't want to make less money. So that's the thought behind it. Okay, so that's where we are right now. Because there's really no data coming out today on this, we're going to take a deep dive into consumer inflation. So what I want you guys to understand is consumer inflation, which is the CPI, the biggest component of that is housing. Okay, so housing, it says right here, makes up a third of the CPI number. Okay, so let's take a little bit of a deep dive into the housing numbers. So right now you have the CPI coming in at 3.1%. So let's remember that. CPI right now is 3.1%. Remember the Federal Reserve. They want this number to be 2. Okay, so let's do some math here. Right now, the CPI or the housing index number that the Federal Reserve is using, it's flawed. And here's what I mean by it's flawed. It's backward logging. So meaning this data is probably 6 months old, okay? They're not using current data, and I'll show you why. The housing inventory number that they have or the housing cost number has gone up 5.2%. But let's look at the true number that we're seeing, we're truly seeing in the markets right here, and it is right here. You can see the United States, the rent index is up 3.3%. as of November of 2023. So November of 2024 or 2022 to November of 2023, housing went up 3.3% in the equivalent housing rents. Okay, so that's what we're seeing. So one index is saying it's at 5.2. The true number is 3.3. So if we actually just make those adjustments in the consumer inflation numbers, what would the number be? So the differentials between the 3 point whatever and the new numbers is 0.627. What I did is I said, okay, if you had the number, it was coming in at 5 point, let's go through here. If the number, they're saying the number was 5.2 and the true number is 3.3. If you do two thirds of that, it equates out to an equivalent number of 0.627. So I hope you get it. So if you took the numbers that the Federal Reserve is monitoring versus the true number, you're going to get a differential of 0.627. Okay, so that's what I want you guys to understand. Okay, so if the inflation rate or the CPI rate right now is 3.1, if you deduct 0.627 off of that, you're getting an inflation rate of 2.43473. So we're going to see inflation probably, I'm saying, in the next 60 days in the mid twos, just because of housing alone. So I hope you followed me on that. I know there was a bunch of math, but basically we took housing that the Federal Reserve is using at a 5.2 increase year over year with the true numbers that we have today. That number, the increase in housing rents, equivalent rents, is only 3.2 that you can see right down through here. That means the inflation number is going to come in at about 2.5 within the next 60 days. That's nothing but positive news for the markets. So that's what we have for today, guys. So based on this information, what's the bond markets doing? Well, it's basically just flat right now. Because why? Well, if you go all the way back to the beginning, people are just sitting on the sidelines waiting for this inflation number to come in. You can see basically Dow Jones, no move. The S&P, no move. The NASDAQ, no move. So all the traders and everybody sitting on the sidelines waiting for this data. So what you're seeing right through here, this is what I follow on a daily basis, guys. Here's my dashboard on one of my screens. This is MBS Live. Why do I follow this? Because I want to figure out what in the heck's going on with mortgage rates. How do I do that? I follow this right through here. This is a mortgage bond that trades on Wall Street. We don't follow the 10-year treasury. We don't, banks don't just make up interest rates. They actually, the bond, this bond right here, the yield on this bond is the biggest component of your mortgage rate. So that's why we follow this mortgage bond. This bond trades on Wall Street. So what you need to understand is just write these two numbers right here. Okay, this is what's happening to the price of the bond. All you need to know is this. If the price of the bond right through here is going down, that means rates are going up. There's a yin yang. There's a reverse effect. So the prices go down, yields or rates go up. If you see through here, rates, this price went from here, rallied all the way up to there. That's why we had rates at 8. Now we have rates at 6.8 because of this big rally. So we love when this number goes up. I think when the numbers start coming out the rest of this week, the CPI and the PPI, you're going to see a good little rally in this bond market, pushing rates down. And I'm predicting we might see a decent change this week of at least an eighth in regards to interest rates. So that's my thought for the end of this week. So, like I said before, my name is Dan Frio. What I do on a daily basis is I do this video. But what do I really do for my job? I'm actually a mortgage advisor. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I would love to help you if you're out there trying to buy your first house in 2024. Or if you're in the market right now, you've been pre-approved, we'd also like to analyze what offer you got. Did you get an offer? You know, did you lock in your rate when rates were all the way back here at, you know, 8%? You know, if you did, you're not stuck. Okay. What we can do for you is we can analyze your scenario, your mortgage package with up to over 50 different lenders that we have access to. What I need you to do is right through here. It's called the loan estimate. What I want you to do is upload your loan estimate in there. What we're going to do is we're going to take that data and we're going to scan our system with over 50 of the country's largest lenders to see, can we get you a lower rate? Maybe we can get you lower fees. Or maybe we can do C, all the above. We can get you a lower rate and lower fees. But if you're just kicking the tires to see, can I qualify for a house, you know, based on my income, my credit, and the little bit of money I have for a down payment, don't disqualify yourself. What I always ask people to do is click the Apply Now button. It's a lot different than every other site. What we're going to do is we're going to ask you a few questions there. Then what we're going to do is set up a consultation with you. So we're going to answer all the questions that you have during that consultation. No question is stupid. This is what we do for a living. And the venture you're on right now, if you're looking to buy your first house, it's probably going to be the biggest purchase of your whole lifetime. So make sure you're ready to get into that area. So we'd love to coach you through that. So all you need to do is hit the Apply Now button, or you can give us a call or shoot me an email. So when you're at therateupdate.com, all you need to do is scroll down to the bottom. You're going to go through some blogs, some articles, some web pages. And then at the bottom, what you're going to see is our 800 number, as well as my email address right there. So thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. I hope you enjoy these videos. If you did, please don't forget to subscribe down below. And then also Kyle Seagraves of Win the House You Love and myself, we will be live today at 2:00 Central Time. Love for you guys to join us. So what we do is we answer all your first-time homebuyer questions during that live event. So I'd love to see you there. So God bless. Thanks so much for watching. Hope to see you today at 2:00. Take care. Bye-bye.